presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For most of us, the 4th of July is a time to relax and enjoy some downtime. But for firefighters, such as Petaluma Fire Chief Chris Albertson, it's an anxious holiday, especially this year.
This fire season, the level of activity that's occurring in June and now early July is pretty much unprecedented. These are the types of burning conditions and weather conditions, fuel moisture conditions that wildland firefighters see in September and October, and we're seeing it in June.
Given these conditions, Santa Rosa Fire Chief Bruce Farner says his department has taken all the precautions they can as the biggest fireworks day of the year approaches.
We're gearing up with extra people. We're watching the weather reports. We've done everything we can to remind people that fireworks are illegal in the city of Santa Rosa. In fact, they're illegal in most of the cities in Sonoma County and in all of the county areas. There's only a few cities that still allow fireworks to be sold, possessed, and discharged.
Those cities now are Sonoma, Petaluma, and Sebastopol, where Assistant Fire Chief Mike Reeser is also anxious about the elevated fire danger this year.
Well, I can't think of any fire official that would tell you they favor putting boxes of flammable and potentially explosive materials in the hands of a general public and then going ahead and telling them it's okay to light them. But the state health and safety code and the state fire marshal's regulations, as well as Sebastopol's own city ordinance, do permit the sale of safe and sane fireworks from June 28th through the 4th.
But only within the city limits. Signs are now posted around the city warning that even legal fireworks cannot be taken out of Sebastopol.
We've been doing that for several years. Those signs go up at the major arteries out of town telling people that it's illegal to take fireworks outside the city limits.
In Petaluma, Fire Chief Albertson says his department has persuaded their city council to enact strict limits that apply to part of their city.
What we have been able to do is get a partial ban on the western end of the town, which we refer to as our high fire severity zone. So there is a complete ban on all fireworks in the western side of the city. We also reduced the hours and the number of days that fireworks are sold, and we increased the minimum age from 16 to 18. You have to be 18 to purchase and to legally use the state-approved fireworks in the city of Petaluma.
California law recognizes two classes of fireworks, says Santa Rosa's Chief Farner, and regulates them differently.
There's the so-called safe and sane, which I think is a tremendous misnomer, that are legal fireworks where authorized in the state of California, and they carry the state fire marshal seal as being in that category of fireworks. And then there's fireworks that are illegal anywhere in the state of California. Anything that flies through the air is illegal in this state. And those fireworks can result in felony charges. And if you start a fire with fireworks, you may be liable for the fire suppression costs.
His recommendation for fans of pyrotechnics is to go to the big public shows and leave the fireworks handling to the professionals. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.